Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today we are speaking with Beverly Boyd, Executive Director of Wawan Area Victim Services. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about our community safety and well-being plan.
That is the big topic of the day. So can we start with a bit of an idea of what this plan is in general? What's the idea behind this plan?
Well, some time ago, the government of Ontario decided that municipalities needed to develop and adopt community safety and well-being plans, working in partnership with advisory committees to build safer communities. The goal is that this type of community safety and well-being plan is to achieve sustainable communities where everyone is safe, has a sense of belonging, there's opportunities to participate, and where individuals and families are able to meet their needs for education, health care, food, housing, income, and social and cultural expression. And the success of society is linked to the well-being of each and every individual. So based upon that statement, each community was required to develop a plan. Now, they were provided a framework through which they could do this. And we could look at things under four different areas. One was incident response. So, for instance, your police, your fire department, your hospital. Risk intervention, so mitigating situations of elevated risk. Prevention, so community mental health issues, housing, those types of things. And then social development, having enough resources available so that people could participate fully in the community. That's what started the whole affair way back in 2019.
Obviously, Wawan Area Victim Services involved. That's why you're speaking with me. But are there other organizations involved in this process?
Absolutely. So in our role as Wawan Area Victim Services, one of the things that we strive to do is ensure that our communities have the resources that they need, or if we can't provide those resources, at least assist them in attaining things they need to attain. And we felt that it would be suitable for us to coordinate these projects, because it's not only Wawa that was doing this, it was also White River and Dubreuilville, and Horn Payne and Chapleau are also required. So WAVES became involved to assist the three communities of Wawa, White River, and Dubreuilville in getting this plan made. And so that's where we came in, but we worked very closely with a number of organizations. So not only the municipalities from the various communities, but also with the Superior East Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, the Canadian Mental Health Association, and prior to the CMHA coming on board with the Algoma Public Health, the Algoma District Social Services Administration Board, the Lady Dunn Health Center, Chadwick Home, our local women in crisis shelter, and then, of course, ourselves. And so there was a large group. Originally, we also had input from the various schools. Of course, with the pandemic, that sort of put a damper on some of the involvement that some of the organizations were able to commit to. Algoma Family Services, they were involved at the outset. So we had quite a wide range of organizations working together create this plan.
Looking at this plan, it's still in draft form at this point, but what are some of the things that are recommended or highlighted? What comes up in this plan?
It was very interesting because looking at the three communities, many of the items were the same. So in all communities, including Wawa policing, although not a great concern, there was some ideas that maybe we could see the police more frequently, etc. However, during the time when these plans were being developed, the Ministry of the Solicitor General are working to, through the Comprehensive Ontario Police Services Act, have boards with each of these detachments. So the Superior East Detachment would have a board with representation from the various communities. And so the municipality of Wawa is striving to make sure they have representation on that board.
And we are going to pause the conversation there for this week, but we will continue the conversation with Wawa and Area Victim Services Executive Director Beverly Boyd about the Wawa Community Safety and Well-Being Plan in next Thursday's edition of Town Talk. Of course, Town Talk is heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings, airing right here on Jam FM.